The best way to start your sports weekend. This is the WILS Weekend Kickoff with Dave Benton on 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS. Streaming live at 1320WILS.com. Dave Benton here alongside my co-host and producer, Scott Eckersley. Looking to track down Vince Ellis of the Detroit Pistons. We'll see if we can get him shortly. But I wanted to touch on something. We were talking about Super Bowl before and the difference between the play of Ben Roethlisberger in the Super Bowl and Aaron Rodgers in the Super Bowl. But I think it creates a bigger debate when you look at the whole picture, not just that game, but the fact that you had one quarterback that played by the philosophy of sit him for a while and see if that he can play at that level after a couple of years of grooming under Brett Favre. And you look at the other quarterback and you say, well, we put Ben Roethlisberger in right from the start, and, you know, he did well, too. So it really creates a question, and we'll talk about this because we got a hold of Vince Ellis now, but we'll talk about this in the next segment. What's a better way to groom your NFL quarterback? Sit him and let him watch for a while, or see if he can take a reins right from the beginning? Right now, we're joined by Detroit Free Press, Detroit Pistons cover, Vince Ellis. Vince, how you doing, man?
Hey. Happy Saturday morning to you guys.
Happy Saturday morning to you as well. All right, Vince, right off the bat, I'm reading this article about the Pistons' ownership situation. What can you tell us about the details that we might not have read in this story? Just give us a summary of what's happening with this ownership situation.
Right now, Free Press has learned they extended their negotiating window another 2 weeks from a 30-day negotiating window. I don't have the story in front of me, so hopefully I'm not being too repetitive to your listeners. But the main thing is they reached a tentative deal, but obviously, you know, in things like this, I guess somebody, until you have a signed document, someone can always walk away. But for the most part, it appears that Tom Gores is definitely going to be the next Pistons owner.
How much will the change, a possible change in ownership, affect the team?
Right now, off the top of my, I would say it would take, they're going to be immediate. Because this thing still has to be approved by the league. And just to give you an example, like when Michael Jordan bought the Bobcats last year, it was pretty quick. The process was pretty quick. But when Mikhail Prokhorov bought the New Jersey Nets, it was an 8-month process. So, and until the guy's actually in there, you know, actually officially the owner, it really doesn't affect the team a whole lot. But if what you're getting at, when the guy does assume control of the team, you would be able to see, like, you know, there are, like, some financial restrictions on Joe Dumars right now. You know, he can make deals, but he can't necessarily make deals that would take on a whole lot of salary in the future. As you guys are well aware, like, the recent proposed Rip Hamilton trade that would have took Rip, Chauncey Billups, and Carmelo Anthony to the Nets, that was more of a salary dump on the Pistons' end. They really wasn't trying to get back assets, except they were trying to get cap relief. But in the future, say, if for some reason, I don't know, hypothetical. If say if everything is perfect world right now, Joe Dumars could go out maybe and trade a Tayshaun Prince for a Chris Kane.
Well, that's one of the.
But that's something that obviously Chris Kamen has like several years left on his deal with a pretty substantial salary, and it's doubtful he can make that move now because current ownership that on the team now don't want to take on extra salary when you're going through an ownership process thing like this.
Well, that's one of the things we've been discussing this morning is kind of the future of Joe Dumars if the changeover does happen. How secure is he with the Pistons?
Obviously, there's stuff I can't say right now, but from what I gather, Gores and Joe Dumars get along fine. Obviously, that could change, and obviously, he can't just sit there forever and a team floundering around like it is. But my initial understanding is that Joe Dumars will be safe for the time being.
Vince Ellis, Detroit Free Press, covers the Pistons here with us. Vince, talking about the game last night, I watched the Heat game, and I got to tell you, I know they got trounced, but boy, oh boy, do the Pistons try hard. It's not like they're giving up on the season. They're 3.5 games out of the 8th seed, if you can believe that at this point. In your opinion, does this team have what it takes to make up that ground and possibly make that 8th seed, or do you think they're playing for next year already?
I think they're playing for next year. I know the thing about it is, you know, it's only 3.5 games, but actually it was like 5 or 6 games in the loss column behind the Pacers. And you look at the two teams they got to catch, the Pacers and the Sixers. They're young teams that are really playing well right now. I just do not see them being able to catch the Pacers and the Sixers. Both teams are nearing 500. The Pacers are like 6-1 since Jim O'Brien was fired. Doug Collins has the Sixers playing really well. They do have like 4 games left with the Pacers, and they have games left against the Sixers, and they have a lot of home games, and the schedule does get easier for them after this initial, you know, Trailblazers and a couple other tough games here recently. But I think they got a lot. That's a lot of ground to make up in, say, 28 games, which they have left now.
We're talking with Vince Ellis, covers the Pistons for the Detroit Free Press. Vince, it's Scott again. What is happening with Rip Hamilton? He played last Saturday, the first time since January 10th. And then now he's a little injured, but he hasn't been traded. What's going on with him?
What's going on with him? He hasn't been traded. What's going on with him? I mean, he's not playing. He's not.
Why is that?
Part of the team. Well, have you seen him play this year?
A little. Yeah.
How do you think he's played this year?
Well, he's been down, but how much does it come into the fact of where he was? Is it just kind of fans see it of being Rip Hamilton from a few years ago, and they feel the love for him? Is it he doesn't really deserve to be out on the court?
Well, I would say everyone on that team has gone through some kind of time where they're not playing that much, except for, you know, Tayshaun Prince, Ben Wallace, hey, Greg Monroe, who's been a revelation this year. Heck, he didn't play the first 2 games of the year. So, and I would say it was Rip's turn. Now, obviously, the way Rip has handled the situation, not very professional. You can pretty much tell that by the way he's handled the situation, that his time probably won't come again for the Pistons unless he's still there in the offseason. He's still there media day next year. And there's a new coach, new day, new coach. So, hey, maybe he'll get another shot. But you can tell the relationship is pretty much done. And Rip told me that their relationship would never be the same. And, you know, he was trying to be diplomatic when he was talking to me, but you know stuff behind the scenes, and that relationship is torn asunder. So if a guy has completely toned you out and he's not playing well either, coach has very little recourse but to sit up. Now, if Rip was back, Rip of old, making buckets, you can do what you want to the coach when you're making buckets, but when you're not playing well and you're going to be kind of disrespectful and a distraction, you know, what's the use of playing, you know?
Yeah, totally, Vince. I agree with you on the Rip thing. You know, looking at this team as we go forward, as we've talked about, you know, we're already looking to next year and stuff, how far away is this team personnel-wise? How many years away are they from really becoming legitimate again?
And I'm kind of a pessimist, so...
so am I, so don't worry about that.
I think some things have really got to change. The first thing that's got to happen, they got to trade Rip. That's what that'll give them some financial flexibility going into
what
the
value
offseason.
Can they get for Rip at this point?
Right now, they're just trying to get anything for him. A second-round pick, because, you know, they wouldn't get anything hardly from that last deal. But they have almost traded him on 3 occasions. They almost got traded him last summer for Tyson Chandler. I reported that last summer. They almost traded him for, you know, the recent deal with the Nets and the Nuggets almost got done. Someone else reported that the Pistons had a deal in place that fell apart just before the season started, where they would have got paid to Stojakovic, which would have been strictly a salary dump because Stojakovic's books comes off the books after this season. So don't say, well, pay to Stojakovic is washed up, but it would have been a salary dump. And that would have given them future salary flexibility. But if they can get Rip Hamilton traded and they can, say, maybe have the financial flexibility to go out and get, say, Zach Randolph this summer, I think that would help them. But I tend to doubt that Rip Hamilton is not going anywhere. You could say, well, just buy him out, but it still doesn't help you out really cap-wise, because that money still counts against the cap. So.
Vince Ellis, Detroit Free Press with us. Vince, before I let you go, I wanted to ask you about this Dennis Rodman retiring the jersey on April Fool's Day. Is that just coincidence, or is that a promotion thing by the Pistons?
You know what? Obviously, it's a promotion thing. They're going to try to sell tickets. I don't know if they decided April Fool's Day to do it. You know, it may have been a deal where they are playing the Bulls, a team that Dennis Rodman played for. But there's been so much stuff going on with the ownership stuff, I really haven't had a chance to ask a whole lot of questions about the Dennis Rodman stuff. It's kind of a secondary issue right now.
Right,
for me.
Right. Well, I just wanted to see what you thought about it, that's all. Vince, we appreciate the time, man. We'll let you get back to breakfast or whatever you're doing, and have a good weekend.
All right, take care.
All right, we appreciate you joining us. Vince Ellis, Detroit Free Press with us, covers the Pistons, talking a little bit about the ownership and everything to do with the Detroit Pistons. We'll wrap everything up here. Coming up next, Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS.